You know, I was looking in the book of Luke. We were reading there a couple of days ago in the book of Luke, and I want to go back there again. I looked a little bit at Luke chapter 5, and I want to pick up a little bit beyond where we were looking at. We were talking about Jesus as he was with the disciples, and as he had Peter pull the boat out and making them fishers of men. And good stuff there, but as we just move on a little bit further, I'm going to start reading verse number 12. And there's two separate stories that I want us to look at, because they're two stories, but I think it's neat that Luke put these in chronological order. Because if you right now, if you're listening, and there is some physical need that you have, if there's a sickness that you just can't seem to get free of, if there's something that the doctors have told you or just that your body is telling you, and you need healing, you need that touch of Jesus, you need healing, there's two things that, because Luke put it together in this fashion, gives us two great keys to receiving and walking in that healing that he has for us, that Jesus has established for us. So as we start reading to verse number 12, it says, "And he was in one of the towns. There came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him, saying, 'Lord, if you're willing, you are able to cure me and make me clean.' And Jesus reached out his hand and he touched him, saying, 'I am willing. Be cleansed.' And immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but to go and show himself to the priests and offer an offer for thy cleansing, according to Moses, as he commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much more, the fame of him, let me read this from the Amplified Bible, but there was so much more of the news that spread abroad concerning him, and great crowds kept coming together to hear him and to be healed by him of their infirmities. But he himself withdrew into retirement into the wilderness, and he prayed." So now we're going to get to the second part of the story here in just a second, starting in verse number 17. Those are verses 12 through 15. So we see this man with leprosy that comes to Jesus. And he asks a question that is so important for each one of us to think about, because the answer to the question that each one of us has is given to us right here. So you can say all that you want to say. I know there's a lot of people that teach a lot of different things about healing. All I'm doing is sharing with you what the Word says. I'm not trying to teach you anything. I'm just telling you what the Word says. I'm reading to you the Word. This is Jesus Christ himself. So this man that has leprosy, he comes to Jesus, and he understands and realizes that the power of healing is in Jesus. He understands because he's seen, he's witnessed. He knows, he believes, he's confident that the power to heal is within Jesus. And this is the question that he has, because he's got leprosy, which is, you know, at the time, it's one of the most dreaded diseases that there was, because it was an awful disease. He was an outcast of society. It's terrible what the disease would do. Basically destroy. Leprosy starts off by working on the nerves and kills the nerves. And as the nerves die, then you know, some of the muscle tissue, the skin, parts of the body begin to die. So the flesh looks terrible, is peeling. Actually, just as your parts of your body die, ears will fall off, parts of the nose, fingers. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible disease. And it was very communicable, so they're outcasts in society. Imagine being cast out of your family and never being able to see them again. And being loathed by everyone who saw you. People would see you, they'd loathe you. You were hideous to them, and also they were fearful of you. Now, there was no human contact because it was communicable. So you were not even able to touch another human being. I mean, what a hideous state, what a horrible disease that was. And yet this man had seen or somehow knew and believed, either he saw or he heard the testimonies, but he believed that Jesus could, he knew that healing was within Jesus. And the capability for him to be healed was there within Jesus. And he asked that question that really is at the heart of each one of us as we consider whatever our sickness is, whatever it is that we need healing of. You know, if the doctors have told you something, if they've said you had this disease or that disease, it doesn't have to be something horrible like cancer. If the doctors have said, you know, you're going to be high blood sugar for the rest of your life. You're going to be an asthmatic for the rest of your life. Well, you've got heart disease, so you've got diminished capacity of your liver. I mean, there's all these things. Whatever the doctors have told you, we hear what the doctors say. We take that. We understand that our body's not functioning the way it's supposed to. We understand that. And probably just like this man, we do understand it. We know. We do believe that it's within the power of Jesus Christ to heal. We understand that. But just like this man, we all ask ourselves the same question. Because what this man asked Jesus was, let's read that again. In verse number 12, while he was in the town, man came full of leprosy. He saw Jesus, he fell on his face, and he implored him, saying, Lord, now here's what we say. If you are willing, you are able to cure me and make me clean. This man didn't doubt that Jesus was able to heal him. He didn't doubt that the power of deliverance was there. What he doubted was if Jesus was willing to heal him. Now, we can't know the mind of that man. We can't know why he asked that question or what his thoughts were. But it is the question that really is at the foundation of most of us. We ask that question, and we have to get over that hump. We have to get over that question before we can fully receive, before we can adequately, before we can be positioned to receive what he has for us. See, this man said, I know you can heal, but my question is, Jesus, are you willing to heal me? I know you've healed others, but are you willing to heal me? And the reason that most of us ask that question ourselves, and maybe you haven't said that verbally, but inside you've asked that question, you know that Jesus is able to heal, but you wonder, is he willing to heal you? You wonder. Because we look at ourselves and we see the failures that we've been in our lives. We know better than anyone else the dishonorable things we've done. We know better than anybody else the faults, the shortcomings. And we know better than anybody else why Jesus, why we believe Jesus should be and is disappointed with us. Because if he sees our hearts and he sees our lives and he sees our motives, then he knows who I am. And that makes us ask the question, why would Jesus be willing to heal me? Am I good enough? Have I measured up? Have I met the standard? Why would Jesus be willing to heal me? This is the question that's at the foundation of each one of us, if we're believing for healing. If you've asked someone to pray for you for healing, or you've had somebody pray for you for healing, but in your mind that question was unanswered, you've not positioned yourself to be able to receive that. You have to know that he is willing to heal you. You see, this man, I believe you can heal. I know you can heal, Jesus. But are you willing? And here's the beautiful thing. Jesus answered that question for all eternity. For you, he answered that question when he answered this man's question. Because he said, are you willing? If you are willing, you're able to cure me and make me cleansed. If you are willing, he's saying, are you willing? This is the response of Jesus. And Jesus reached out. You see, if you've asked yourself that same question, if that's been a fundamental question in your life, if you've hesitated to even believe for healing, if you've hesitated even praying and asking God, speaking that healing, if you've hesitated to take firm hold of the healing that he has for you because you don't know if he's willing, this is his answer. He reached out his hand. Jesus is reaching out his hand to you. You know, whatever your physical impediment is, whether it's big or small, Jesus is reaching out his hand to you. Same way. Now, he's not reaching out. He's already established the healing for you. He's reaching out to assure you that I'm not only willing, he did it. You see, at this point that this man was asking that question, Jesus had not yet gone to the cross. He had not yet borne the stripes upon his body. By his stripes we were healed. He had not yet borne those stripes upon his body to establish our healing, your healing. Your healing today with whatever it is that's afflicting you, great or small. He hadn't done it yet. But he still answered the question and said, I am willing. Be cleansed. And the man was set free. He was healed. Even before Jesus had done the work for you, he answered the question and said, I am willing. He wasn't just saying to that man, I'm willing for you. I looked at you and I've checked out your report card. Looks like you've been, you got about a B+. You know, it's kind of borderline, but it's good enough. We'll go ahead and heal you. No, he's not saying that at all. He's not looking at that man. He's answering the question. He's answering the question for that man and for every other man, woman, and child that was there and that has lived their lives since then, and that includes you and I. He answered the question, are you willing? Are you willing to heal? He said, I am willing. And he proved that he was willing by the fact that he bore those stripes upon his body so that we would be healed. He's willing to heal. In fact, he has brought and established the healing for you. We have to come to the place in our minds that we understand that he's willing to heal because he already has healed. And part of the reason that we don't experience that healing, we don't experience the fullness of that healing, part of the reason that we don't see that reality, that manifestation in our life is because, not because Jesus is not willing to heal you, not because he's checking out your grade card to make sure you've made the grade and are worthy of the healing. If it was based upon you or me being worthy, we would be hopeless to receive it. It's not based upon your worthiness. He's willing because this is his heart. Jesus is expressing himself to you today and saying, I am willing. I was so willing. I am so willing that I gave my very life. I made this sacrifice and I bore those stripes before I died. I bore those stripes upon my body that you would have that healing for all time. You would have that healing. We need to understand, if we have not received that manifestation of healing in our body, we have to make sure that we know that we believe that he's willing to heal you. He is willing. We have to eradicate that doubt and even that very question. See, the question that this man with leprosy asked, he asked the question and he got the answer so that no one else has to ask that question again. You don't have to ask the question, is he willing? He's already said he is. He's already established the fact that he is willing. And again, he proved that he's willing by his actions and by what he did. So that's the first part. We'll look at the second part tomorrow, but I'll at least get us going in that area. So the first part is we need to know and understand that he is willing. So eradicate that question. And if you've asked yourself, am I worthy enough? It's not based on your worthiness that you get the healing. It's not based on the fact of whether or not you deserve it that you get the healing. The healing is already yours. It is already established for you. It's already yours. We just have to lay hold of it. We have to believe and lay hold of it. When we remove the question, are you willing, from the equation, we then position ourselves so that we can receive that healing that he has for us. Now, if we go down to verse number 17, I'm just going to read this and then we'll talk about this tomorrow. But if you think about this, pray about this, let the Holy Spirit show you. Before we talk about this tomorrow, I'm going to read this and let the Holy Spirit show you the second part of this equation, because I think it is important that Jesus spoke to Luke to write, and Luke's pretty much chronicling things in chronological order, that Jesus put this story right after the story that we just read. So starting in verse number 17, one of those days he was teaching. There were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come from every village and town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present in him to heal them. And behold, some men were bringing on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. And they tried to carry him in and lay him beside Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof. They lowered him in from the stretcher through tiles in the midst in front of Jesus. And when he saw their confidence in him springing from their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason and question and argue, saying, "Well, who's this man who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And Jesus, knowing their thoughts and their questionings, answered them, "Why do you question in your hearts? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say arise, walk?" Verse number 24 says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power and authority and right on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man, paralyzed man, "I say to you, arise, pick up your litter, your stretcher, and go on to your own house." And instantly the man stood up, and before them he picked up what he'd been lying in, and he went away to his house, recognizing and praising and thanking God. Verse number 26, an overwhelming astonishment and ecstasy seized all of them. They recognized and they praised and thanked God. And they were filled with and controlled by reverential fear and kept saying, we have seen wonderful and strange and incredible, unthinkable things today. So that's verses number 17 through 27. We'll look at those tomorrow, but that's the second story. It's the story that comes right after the one that we just read, which establishes the answers the question. And that's the first part. Jesus, are you willing to heal? We've seen his answer. He is willing, and he proved it by his actions. Now, we'll look at that second part tomorrow, but there's that second key that we get in receiving that healing.